there's so many different surprises that happened on Friday. The first one, I don't know if you were aware that my mom unexpectedly showed up. It really surprised me. My family is good about surprises, and my mom just turned 88. She lives in Lac des Flambeaux, and for her to drive 3.5 hours down to Volk Field to witness my ceremony just meant the world to me. It did my heart good. It got me choked up, and then just to turn around and drive back. So she has always supported me. She's always helped me along the way mentally whenever I would need help with her help, and she... Having her there was just so awesome. Words can't even express how happy I was for that. Regarding the ceremony, that was something that I never would have dreamed would ever happen to me, and ever in my entire military career. I thought I would aspire to be chief of staff, and then I would retire and move on to another life. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I was going to get promoted to Brigadier General. And then again to replace General Anderson, who did such a wonderful job during his tenure as the Deputy Adjutant General for Army.
Tell us what your day-to-day duties will be now that you have the new rank.
Well, day-to-day duties, I will be working at the headquarters in my military uniform, just guiding and leading the soldiers, the 7,000-plus soldiers that we have in Wisconsin at the 69 armories located throughout the state. You know, we have some great leaders, and many of them I've already worked with, and leaders at high levels, not only the brigade commanders that we have leading our soldiers, but also the leaders that are responsible for the different directorates, the personnel, the logistics, the training, operations, things like that. I think it'll be very seamless when it has been seamless. I've mentioned before, I've worked with many of them before. They're very, very knowledgeable, and they really care about what they do, making sure they make the right decisions for our soldiers and their families.
Tell us what it feels like to be the first Native American woman in the position you're in, and maybe some of your, in Lac des Flambeaux, some of your memories there.
People have asked me, how do you feel to be the first this, the first that, first female, first Native American commander, general officer. To me, I don't really look at myself like that. I look at myself as, I'm the one best chosen for the position, whether I'm male, female, black, white, red, who knows what. But I am extremely proud of my background. I'm extremely proud of my traditions growing up on the reservation. As a young child growing up, I didn't really appreciate the reservation then. As soon as I turned 17, I graduated in June, and I left the reservation. I wanted to see bigger things, live in a big city. My parents introduced me to Chicago and Washington, D.C. on almost an annual basis. My mom had a sister that lived in Chicago. My dad had sisters that lived in Washington, D.C. So we traveled to cities, and I just really, really was enthralled with the big city. And I didn't really appreciate or like living in a small town. So as soon as I left, as soon as I graduated high school, I left. Now that I look back, I wish I would have appreciated more. I wish I would have asked my grandparents and my dad more about his background growing up in the village and his traditions and the boarding schools and all those, all those historical things that went on with the Native Americans. I didn't really ask those questions. I wish I would have. But I did develop a very strong family a strong love for family and environment, appreciation for, our grandparents, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, because we are so close on the reservation. Everybody basically is family in one way or another, either by blood or not. We just call each other family. We're very close.